You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Hi everyone, we're back with Steve. I'm back in the studio this week. We're recording it on a Wednesday afternoon, back to normal time. You there, Steve?
Yeah, certainly am, Josh.
Yeah, how is everything? I probably shouldn't say that, but...
No, well, as you and I just discussed before we started here, the news has come through. We've got another 3 weeks of this lockdown, so we're just... got to show a fair bit of resilience and patience, but anyway, we'll see how we go and we'll move on.
Yeah, that's all we can do at the moment. So let's move on. Let's start the segment. Who you got for me this week? Whatever happened to?
Well, Josh, as a little bit of a teaser, I'm not going to mention this particular gentleman's name until we're about 4 or 5 paragraphs in. We'll see if you can... I doubt if you'll recognise him by his original name, let me say that. Well, I'll test the listeners out too. So here we go. This particular gentleman was born Robin Peter Smith. Now, probably with a name like that, he was never going to go particularly far. He was born on the 5th of April 1939 in Swanley in Kent. He learned the guitar and left school in 1954 to become an assistant camera projectionist. In 1956, he gave his first live performance with a group called the Hard Travellers. And throughout the late 50s and early 60s, he undertook national service and was a member of 3 bands, one of which was called Beat Formula 3. His manager, David Nicholson, sensing that this fellow had a fair bit of potential, gave him a new stage name, Crispian Blackie, and then became Crispian St. Peter's.
Yeah, I know the song too.
Okay, that's good. And he had a new folk rock sound, and Nicholson thought that this was pretty good, and he promoted him as a 19-year-old when actually he was 24. So I'm not quite sure the logic behind that, but that's what he did. In 1964... St. Peter's, while still a member of a group called Peter and the Wolves, they made their first commercial recording, and he was persuaded, to turn solo by the manager, Nicholson, and he signed with Decca Records in 1965. His first 2 songs, At This Moment and No, 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 which are a song that actually I know of and I quite like, so I would request that we have that one played at some stage. These songs did nothing, although the No, No, No did reach number 44 in Australia. In 1966, he covered the American Quintet's We Five's version of You Were On My Mind. His version was much slower than the original, and this was a very slow burn in relation to its success until finally... It reached top 10 status in the UK and was a moderate success in the US and Australia. Well, then came the song that we all know called Pied Piper, which, as we know, is a very catchy and infectious tune. Now, this was a worldwide hit, reaching number 1 in the UK, US and Australia, and was number 1 in Canada. He had, previous to making Pied Piper, made some very outrageous and... outlandish comments, such as that the Beatles were past it. He had written 80 songs better than Lennon McCartney had. He was a better singer than Elvis, and he was more exciting than Tom Jones. So these were pretty big statements to make. But as it turned out, I think this probably had a detrimental impact on his career, because after Pied Piper, he only had one other song of note, and that was called Changes, which is not a bad song either. Now, a biographer, when trying to decipher St. Peter's music, said it was difficult to tell whether he was trying to be Tom Jones, half of Peter and Gordon, or a pop version of Donovan. So he certainly had a very different sound, that was for sure. One of the songs that he actually wrote was called I'll Give You Love. Now, this was recorded in Australia by a gentleman by the name of Marty Christian, and was a low key, and that was a very low key success in Australia. I think it reached the low 40s or 50s, if I recall. St. Peter's then became part of this nostalgic 60s tours, which I've previously mentioned, that a number of these people took on. He released two LPs, several cassettes and CDs. People probably don't know what cassettes are, but there you go.
I remember, and you needed a pencil to wind them.
That's right, yeah. That's absolutely correct. If they broke, you were in trouble. And some CDs up until 2000, but basically nothing of any significance after that. And unfortunately, along with a lot of these artists, he had illness, and he suffered a stroke in 1995, which greatly impacted on his ability to write and produce music. He also had several bouts of pneumonia and passed on the 8th of June 2010, after a long illness, actually in Swanley, Kent. So he passed away where he was born. Now, Josh, if you wouldn't mind, it's not a particularly long story, but he's an interesting gentleman. I would like to hear Pied Piper, thank you very much.
And I'd like to hear it too, and here it is now. What a song it is. A great song, and I think I remember that from my childhood. It was used in a, I can't remember what car, but it was used in a car commercial as well. I remember hearing it for the first time, and yeah, I really liked it when I was a kid, that song too.
Yeah, there are a lot of videos of this particular song, and there is one where he's actually leading a whole group of school kids around a long schoolyard. This is the one that I'm familiar with, and there's two or three others also.
Yeah, I think that's the film clip, but I remember it's been used a lot in advertising and stuff. It's a great song.
Right, well, I'm not familiar with that. Now, there's a couple of other songs which I did mention. Well, You Were On My Mind was his second biggest song. And the song called No, No, No is a song that I like, which was one of the ones I mentioned was a flop. I quite like that one also, and also Changes. So they're the four main songs that he actually had. And if you could find somewhere to play a couple of those, I'd appreciate that, Josh.
Well, yes, 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 I can. I'll play No, No, No. But, yeah, it'll be on after this quick sponsors break. But thanks again, Steve. Another great one. I remember Crispy and St. Peter's, a great singer.
Yeah, I'll just put here, I thought it was a great name, and he was talented. Perhaps he was underrated. Certainly not in his own mind he wasn't, but... But Pied Piper was a great legacy that he's left us with.
Yeah, it's a great song. And thanks, Steve, and I look forward to talking to you next week about another Whatever Happened To.
Yeah, appreciate that, Josh, and hope that everybody's, although they're doing it pretty tough here in the city and in Shep, I hope we all survive and all get through and stay healthy and go and get your vaccination if you haven't had one, and we'll see you all again next week.
Look forward to it, and take care, and yes, get vaccinated, everyone.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.